This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. So you're standing in the garden center thinking, what compost or soil should I buy? Finished compost is a deep, dark brown, almost black, no clumps or chunks. It will feel slightly damp and should have a sweet, fresh, earthy smell. If it smells a little barnyardy, don't worry. If it smells like rotten eggs, it was not finished composting when put in the bag. If you see red worms squirming around the pile, that's a good thing. As for soil, I just drove past our city's yard waste site where they offer soil for free. One whole side was covered in weeds. It was quite plush. Maybe think twice about the free stuff depending on what your plan for the soil is. Do not purchase topsoil, especially in bulk, without seeing it. I've experienced this and bought a truckload that had rocks and trash in it. By the time it was dumped and I had a chance to see it, I just didn't have the energy to call them up and complain. You know the squeeze test? Moisten a handful of soil, roll it around in your palm, and give it a squeeze. You want it to slightly hold together, but not fall through your fingers or stick to them. The best soil smells like it came right from the forest. Ask the supplier where the soil came from. Of course, the best soil is from Creekside. I've used their compost and potting mixes for years and have never been disappointed. You can find Creekside in most reputable nurseries. To figure out how much soil you need, multiply length in feet by width by depth you want. That number will give you the cubic feet you'll need. Find further info on gardenbite.com. Backed by popular demand, Creekside Soils Wonder Blend Supreme Gardener's Mix. This 100% composted manure blend is ready to use and perfect for your vegetables, annuals, and perennials. With a neutral pH and a slow-release fertilizer, all you do is add water. Supreme Gardener's Mix from Creekside Soils. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.